Supreme Court opens door to Sandy Hook family's suit against gun maker. By A.W.R. Hawkins on November 12, 2019. The Supreme Court of the United States, SCOTUS, cleared the way Tuesday for Sandy Hook family's lawsuit against gun maker Remington to proceed. SCOTUS did this by refusing to hear Remington's appeal of a March Connecticut Supreme ruling that allowed the lawsuit to stand. The Stamford Advocate reports 10 Sandy Hook families filed the suit despite the existence of the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, a federal law that shields the industry from most liability when its firearms are criminally misused. Josh Koskoff, the lead attorney for the 10 families, reacted to SCOTUS by saying, "The families are grateful that the Supreme Court upheld precedent and denied Remington's latest attempt to avoid accountability. We are ready to resume discovery and proceed towards trial in order to shed light on Remington's profit-driven strategy to expand the AR-15 market and court high-risk users at the expense of American safety." On November 14, 2017, Breitbart News reported the AR-15 used in the Sandy Hook attack was stolen, as was the handgun the attacker used to take his own life when police reached the scene. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him directly at @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.